It's something that we can all apply for ourselves. And one of the things that I love about positive psychology is the power that it has, not just to impact us while we're working with the science and the tools, but the ripple effect that it has.
Hello, and welcome to the She Believes She Could podcast. I'm your host, Allison Walsh. I'm a corporate executive, entrepreneur, coach, professional speaker, and mom of three who's obsessed with mindset, confidence, brand building, and helping you create the life and career that you can't stop thinking about. If you're a queen who's chasing your dreams, you are in the right place. I love nothing more than empowering you and equipping you with inspiration, motivation, and the resources you need to make your goals a reality. This show is designed with your dreams in mind, and I am so excited for you to soak up the knowledge and wisdom that my incredible network of guests will share with you. They're successful leaders, impact makers, and world changers, and they're coming in hot with words of wisdom to help you go farther, faster, and make epic things happen for your future. Remember that I believe in you 1000%. And my goal is that you do too. Never forget that you are a queen and you deserve to have it all. So sit back, relax, and get your favorite note-taking device because you're about to receive positive vibes and advice that will help you level up in business and in life. Now let's get to work. Ladies, I am so excited and honored to introduce to you today somebody who has had a profound impact on my life. Nick Pidgeon is the founder of multi-million dollar coaching brand Unstoppable Success and creator of the Positive Psychology Coach Academy certification. She is an acclaimed international speaker, award-winning positive psychologist, triple certified high performance and success coach, and best-selling Hay House author. Nick has more than a decade of experience in business, coaching, and psychology, and has mentored tens of thousands of six, seven, and eight-figure coaches to create massive breakthroughs, lasting positive change, and unstoppable success in their lives and businesses. She has helped online entrepreneurs make more than $27 million in the last few years alone and has a no-nonsense, strategic, and simple approach to doing business you love. So I adore Nick. I am so grateful to be a graduate of the Positive Psychology Coach Academy. It was transformational in my life, and I cannot wait for you to meet her. She is a total queen. So sit back, enjoy, soak it all in. Here is Nick Pidgeon. Well, Nick, I am beyond thrilled to have you on the show today. Would you mind introducing yourself to our audience?
Of course. And thank you for having me here. So I'm Nick Pidgeon. I'm a positive psychologist, Hay House author, Geordie girl living here in Beverly Hills, and business coach for six and seven figure women entrepreneurs.
Well, I am so grateful to have you in my life. And just to give the audience a little bit of context, I know they've heard my story of burnout and like going down the path of positive psychology and what that did for my life. Well, this is the queen that did it all. So I am just so grateful. And, you know, just to also fill you in, Nick, I don't think I told you this, but the reason I found out about you was another guest that came on this show. And I had asked at the end of the episode, as I do with everybody, like, tell us who else we should be following or reading or whatever. And it was Raw Goddess who recommended you.
She's literally like one of my closest friends here in
She's
LA.
Amazing. So yeah, so that's how I found you. But for those that might not be that familiar with PosPsych and just the beautiful world that it is, would you mind sharing with them what it's all about?
It is a beautiful world. And positive psychology is the science of happiness, the science of success, and it's the evidence-based study of how people, businesses, and communities can thrive. And honestly, like, I've been working in this field for more than a decade now, and I feel like it honestly is the gift that keeps on giving. And you know, it's a practice that gives you so much energy, so much clarity. And even like 13 to 15 years down the line, I'm still learning and discovering so much about the science.
It's beautiful how the interplay, and you start to see it in ways that, you know, you didn't even see it before. And so many familiar things, but it takes it to this like next level, right? Like I love hope mapping. Like you just add on these like layers to goal setting, which is like something I love. And, you know, simple things of just recognizing your emotions and like how that affects your energy and like, you know, every pillar in PauseSake was just so eye-opening to me. And even the ones that I was like, oh, I got this. Those are the ones that I actually like learned the most, right? Like so many cool things. So let's talk about this though. So who is the perfect person that should like dive into this world of PauseSake? Because I think, first of all, I think everybody benefits.
I was just about to say, and it's really interesting being in the business world and having done so much in marketing where you really learn to niche down and get really specific about who you're helping through your messaging and your copy. Positive psychology literally is for everyone. So it's almost like the opposite. It's something that we can all apply for ourselves. And one of the things that I love about positive psychology is the power that it has, not just to impact us while we're working with the science and the tools, but the ripple effect that it has. So I love when our students go back into the home and they come back on a call and they're like, Nick, I was talking with my teenager the other day and they said this thing and now they're practicing gratitude, or it's expanding out to their like their kids, their spouses, anyone that we meet in our daily lives. When we're using the tools and when we're engaging in the positive psychology coaching, it literally has the power to reach and positively impact the world. So I think for that reason, like people have really started to listen up. Like when I started in positive psychology all those years ago, it was weird. Like everyone was like, Nick, you're so strange. Like you're so odd doing this thing. And you know, when you just have this like feeling inside of yourself, I knew somehow, I was like, this is my thing. And it's actually going to be a thing for many other people as well. It's not just going to be weird. And it's not just going to be me having done this like master's university degree. Like I know that one day this is going to be mainstream. And now we've done like partnerships with people like Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop and Forbes and like really big magazines where they're like, Nick, we want you to come write and speak for us, because they can see the impact that these tools are having in the world. So it feels exciting for that reason. And I'm also not under the illusion that everybody knows about positive psychology yet. I feel like it has the potential to change the world for many, many people. And we're still very much at the start of the science, even though we're 20 years in, it's still just getting going. In terms of the bigger picture of psychology, we're still very fresh and very new, and that's exciting too.
And you're right though. I mean, we are at the very beginning of it all, and that's exciting too. And I love that you trusted your intuition. You leaned in and you're like, I know this is going to be great and I can have this ripple effect, because you're absolutely right. Like it impacts every aspect. It impacts every relationship. It impacts your energy. It impacts how you show up in the world. And, you know, I think for me, what I found just so refreshing is that I've spent 20 years in the behavioral health industry, right? And so focused on, you know, what's wrong with everybody, right? And how do we fix them? And what I loved about PauseSake is like, well, how about we focus on what's right and like do that? And it just changes everything. And it's not, and I don't want people to get confused or think this is like toxic positivity or any of that, right? Like this is the core pillars that help guide you and how you live your life and how you show up in your personal life and your professional life, all of these things. And it's just a refreshing approach to life, and it impacts everything. So, but how do we get started here? Because I know we kind of like jumped into it right away, but your story, like what did you do before this? Tell the audience, like, how did you end up in PauseSake? And I mean, you've written a book, you've done all these cool things, but there's always a backstory.
Sure. And it's actually interesting because I think if you looked at my life on paper, you'd be like, she's had a really hard life and a really like a lot of bad things happen. And I think it really is testament to both the science and what's possible when we decide to commit rather than quit, because my life has gone on to be better than ever before after all of the challenges and traumas. And I didn't start in psychology or positive psychology. I was actually supposed to be a mechanical and automotive engineer. So I wanted to work in Formula One. It's interesting now because I have like worked in marketing for that, and I've got like investment opportunities in that now. So it's come full circle by me following what I want to do. I still get to do the things that I'm like passionate about as well. But I started off and I was going to be a mechanical and automotive engineer because my dad had told me that I need to do maths and physics at high school So I'd always been academically excellent, but I was kind of like going down a path where it was like what I should do. And when I was like 17, 18, I think you're so young to know what you want to do for the rest of your life. And I had a real profound experience at such an early age because I recognized some people get into their 40s, 50s, 60s even and still don't know who they are or what they want to do. So when I was young, I went to Australia with my ex-partner, who was a professional cricket player for a team in England. And where we're from in England, it's like super cold in the winter. Nobody wants to stay there. So we went to Australia for 6 months. And he was seeing a sports psychologist who taught him, like, when you're going out and you've got the cricket bat and you're looking at the field and you're looking at, like, hitting the ball, don't look at the fielders that are in your way. Look for the gaps in between them instead. And I was like, oh my goodness, what an amazing way to think about life. Because how many times are we looking at what we're looking around us and we're like, what are the blocks? What's going wrong? What are the problems? Which bills have I got to pay? Like, which negative conversation have I had? Instead of looking for the ways through, for looking for the pathways, the gaps, the opportunities. So that really landed with me, and it made me cancel my degree study of engineering to go on to study psychology instead. And I actually did psychology with sports science for the first two courses that I took. So my undergrad degree, and then I did a teaching and lecturing qualification in psychology with sport. And I remember seeing on a notice board one day that there was going to be a guest lecture on like a Tuesday night after university at like 6 p.m. And it was like all about this thing called positive psychology. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of interesting. Maybe I'll stay behind and I'll go to that lecture. And I was in the lecture, and it was a researcher called Ilona Bonniewell. And she wrote a book called Positive Psychology in a Nutshell, really thin, really simple, easy access kind of introduction to positive psych. And she was teaching about the power of positive psychology and gratitude. And it was another one of those moments for me where I was just like, oh my goodness, like this is what I have to do with my life. So I went on to study gratitude for my thesis in my undergrad degree, and then decided to apply for a master's degree based on that guest lecture. She became my instructor in the master's level. And I went on to do like masters in London. And then after that, set up my businesses, write the book. And it's just been like step by step, just really living and breathing positive psychology. Because I think one of the things that you recognize when you start to work with the science, it's not just research. It's not just evidence. It really is a way of being and a way of living that integrates and filters through every single thing that you do. And it sounds like a cult, but once you know it, you can't unknow it. It's just like an amazing way to live your life.
But we took it and we took the framework and we created a version of it for our workplace and for our people, right? And it wasn't, we've had, of course, we have our onboarding training and we've got our, you know, our leadership program, but we wanted something for everybody to be able to experience regardless of where they were in their employee life cycle with us that they could take and apply to their lives. And, you know, I think so many of them had those moments, like what you described, of just like the awakenings of like, this is amazing. Like, this is something I can do. And they, the testimonials and the feedback. And I mean, it's just been so wonderful that, you know, you saying yes to that workshop and going and, you know, becoming fascinated with it, like your effect and impact around the globe is just so significant and huge. And I'm just so grateful. So, but talk to us more about if somebody's really interested now and is looking at life saying, I want more, or I want to feel more fulfilled in what I'm doing, or now is my chance to do something with it. What should we do? And how can they find out more about you and PPCA and all of the goodness that you make available to the world?
So the book is a really good place to start, because one of the things that I recognize is like we need the tools in a way that feels familiar to us. So a book, everybody knows what it is. There's the audiobook, the Kindle, the journal, as well as the book itself. So if you're kind of curious about positive psychology, then that's where I would start. If you know that you want to take the next step and you know that you want to get certified as a coach so that you can actually teach the tools, whether that's using them in schools or, like you say, in organizations or for your own coaching clients, it really is such a beautiful opportunity for all of us to be able to resource ourselves and then be able to take the work out into the world to help people transform their lives. And I feel like now really is the time when there's been a lot of change, a lot of challenge, a lot of struggle that we've seen in the world. Like, now is the time to get these tools out to more people. So that's why really I created the Positive Psychology Coach Academy certification. And it was born from me having these two kind of tracks in my life and business where I'd been working in positive psychology for more than a decade. I'd been learning the science, practicing the science, teaching the science. And I'd also been supporting coaches in the business, the sales and the marketing, to the point where I've helped coaches make multiple eight figures in sales. And I've made more than eight figures myself in sales. It's like the perfect marriage between these two things to be able to take the coaching and help people activate themselves and their clients by this transformational work in the world and positive psychology, which helps everyone thrive and everyone get better results. So I decided a couple of years ago to put together PPCA, which is a certification program for, it could be a coach that already is working as a coach. It could be someone who's working in HR or someone who just kind of fancies learning the science and wants to be a coach in the future. And I created a framework called the PROMISE, which stands for the Positive Results Oriented Method of Integrating the Science Effectively. Because one of the problems we saw with positive psychology was there's this like learning that happens and this conceptualization of what the science is, where I experienced as well. I went to university and I like learned stuff. Then I was like, what do I do with it? Like, how do I actually use it? So there's this big missing link. And we really looked at how we can take that learning and how we can embody it for ourselves. So how we can actually step into the transformation and the up level, which comes through the process of the PROMISE and through our students really working with the science, using the tools on themselves, going and doing the pods, which is everyone's favorite thing, and practicing using positive psychology with in a coaching relationship. And then looking at the third step. So you've got learn, you've got embody, and then you've got integration. So how are you actually going to integrate it within your life, within your business? How are you going to use the tools for your clients, for within organizations, so that it actually becomes something that gets used rather than something that just sits on a shelf or something that is all cerebral and just in thinking space? We want this to be ingrained as who you are and a part of everything that you do. So I feel like if there's that kind of, just like I had all those years ago when I was 17, 18, which seems like a lifetime ago. I feel really old now. But when I had that like intuitive knowing that I was like, this is the right path. And I didn't really see the full picture, but I knew I just wanted to take a next step with this science. I feel like the book or the certification would be a really beautiful thing to step into next.
And it's so beautifully done. And the way that you really do allow us the opportunity to learn, to consume, right? But then it is the application of it. It's learning how to use it. It's practicing, you know, in our pods with one another, making sure we're doing things the right way, like testing it out. And, you know, I loved, you know, the group sessions too, every week of just everybody being together and really seeing how people were applying it in different ways, right? Everybody had their own thing or own reason for being there. And exactly what you said, like I took it, I applied it to the workplace, right? For our team. I've used it with my coaching clients. Everybody's getting nuggets of this now because it's so applicable wherever you're at. So, and it just is a transformational experience anyways. So if you need that in your life, like I highly, highly encourage you to do so. I'm going to be linking to everything, of course, in the show notes. And I'm just really excited for everybody that's going to get the chance to experience it. I was so sad when it was over, and it was, you know, an investment of time and energy for sure. But oh my God, I loved our group. I loved, God bless Mel. I had her as, you know, my group coach most of the time. And you know, I was an early bird because of the time difference and everything. And I'd roll up in my pajamas, but I was like ready and excited like every time for it. And it was great. And I just am so grateful for the whole experience. But Nick, we love to ask people a few common questions on the show. First of all, what does confidence mean to you?
Oh, confidence for me, it means the like ability to really show up with certainty through everything that you do. Like this, for me, like my business is called Unstoppable Success. So it's that unstoppable feeling inside that you know that you can be, do, create, and have anything that you desire in the world. And the knowing that actually, no matter what it is that happens, it's always happening for you. So I think that confidence is really like a trust in yourself, and it's a trust in the process that everything is unfolding with perfection. And it's a lesson from positive psychology that not everything's going to feel good. It's not about being positive all of the time or being happy 100% of the time. It's about really understanding, where am I learning? Where am I growing? And what is there to be grateful for? What's the silver lining within this? Because there's always, always one.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then thinking about, of course, you know, obviously Raw Goddess sent me your way. So who should we be following or reading? Do you have any other recommendations for our audience?
So many. I've got the most amazing friends. So someone that springs to mind is, and I don't know if you know her already, Dr. Erin. So Dr. Erin Haskell, she is a trauma and subconscious expert, and she has a huge community of spiritual entrepreneurs who are kicking ass and creating massive change in the world. And she's just a badass. I love her. So she's my recommendation.
Yeah, I got to check her out for sure. Because I mean, we've talked a little bit about trauma on the show. I think collectively our world has experienced it, and there's a real need to heal from it wherever you are in your journey. So we'll definitely check her out. And then what matters most to you right now?
Peace. In myself, in my heart, and in my life. So just like you say, the world's experienced so much change. I experienced so much change in the past couple of years with my health, with my personal life, changes in relationships, moving home. And I just love being in my home here in Los Angeles. I've set it up and it's a real sanctuary for healing and health. I've got so many huge crystals, and I've got all of my biohacking things, my sauna, my mat, my gym. And it feels really special just to have the spaciousness and the peace in my life and in my heart. So that's something that I'm grateful for every day.
Well, I love that. And you've got some incredible podcasts as well. So where should we find you? And then give them all your social stuff too. And of course I'll link to it, but your podcasts are great. And you've launched additional ones too.
Yeah.
Like already, like, I'm loving it. And then all of a sudden there were like other ones suggested for me. I was like, oh, Nick coming in hot with some new stuff.
Love
so
it.
Tell everybody about them.
For sure. So I have three shows. One of them that is the most positive psychology focused is the Positive Psychology Coach Approach. So that would be a great place for you guys to go check out. I also have the Unstoppable Success Show and the Unleash Your Earning Potential as an online coach show as well. Now, my favorite place to hang out and chat with everyone is Instagram. But I just love the personalization that you get through like DMs and voice notes. I'm at Nick Pidge on Instagram as well.
Well, I love getting your voice notes. So you are amazing. You are a queen. We loved having you on the show today. You are fabulous. Thank you for being a huge part of my journey, and what you've given to the world is something that I will be forever grateful for. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
I hope you loved this show. If you did, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. It makes a big difference and helps a lot more queens who are chasing their dreams to find this show too. We work really hard on creating a quality production, and I want to make sure as many people that need to listen to it can. So we appreciate your help in advance. And of course, check out the show notes. We always include lots of great information in there, as well as links so that you can continue the conversation or access additional support or resources or the book recommendations from our guests. So please check that out. We would love for you to continue to stay engaged with our beautiful community. You can also access the She Believed She Could Facebook community from the link in the show notes as well. And you know we'll be continuing the conversation at Allison Walsh on Instagram. So please join us there. And remember, I believe in you 1000%. And my goal is that you do too. So please stay connected. Let me know how I can support you as you chase and accomplish your goals. I'm always happy to make a connection. Or maybe it's just to fill up your cup and tell you that you're an awesome queen that can accomplish anything that you set your mind to. So whatever you need, I'm here for you. I'm so excited for you. Stay focused, beautiful. It is all within reach, and you deserve abundant success. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.